just doesn't matter.
It's a stupid TV show.
Right.
It would be better, though, if it was Bottomless Idol.
Well, wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be fantastic? Oh, man. Here's Scott Sable.
Ah! It's like Operation.
Fantastic.
Here's Ruben Studdard.
Yeah, baby.
Whoa.
Fantastic. Oh, man. And, of course, all the auditions. All of the auditions would have to be that way.
Yo, dog, take your pants off.
Okay, now listen. Before, what are you going to sing for us? Okay.
Yo.
Drop them.
You're in the dog pound.
Hello, dog.
And then Simon would say,
Mike.
All right, drop your trousers. On you go. Off you go.
On you go.
Off you go.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey.
Hey.
Doesn't that guy sound like a black Michael Jackson?
Well, if Michael Jackson was black, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe. Thank you for the setup, though.
Some confusion here.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I was calling. I used to listen to you guys on Virginia Beach, Virginia on WBVA, and you guys went off about a week ago.
I know, and we have not been the same since. We're all broke up about it because, as I recall, gosh, that station, what, had maybe 200 watts?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks for rubbing hot pepper sauce in the wound.
Hello?
Do you know if you guys are going to be coming back on to the air anytime in this area?
No. Our careers are falling apart in front of our eyes right now.
You're going to have to move and try to keep up. It's the domino effect.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll be moving to Austin, Texas soon.
So well, we've already been canceled there.
Yeah, no, man, just another disappointment.
On and gone.
Sorry, but listen, I'm learning to deal with my failure. You learn to deal with this.
All right, well, I appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to the show. Thank you. We were on a crap station in Norfolk, and maybe we'll be picked up by a new station. I don't know.
I know it was a crap station. It was horrible. They used to run other shows over top yours, try and get two through at the same time.
Yeah. That's why when someone
asked me, I don't think it was intentional. It was an error.
I'm upset about it. Why would I be upset? I remember that day that they were running, like, I don't know what it was, Sean Hannity and our show at the same time.
Simultaneously.
Like both shows going at the same time for hours.
Executives very excited.
I'm not so inclined.
Oops. Double the commercials.
First time Hannity made any sense.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, you know, if it turns out that Paula Abdul did do it with that guy, they're going to have to fire her because it's a contest where money's involved and she influenced the outcome.
No, but here's the deal. How did she influence the outcome? How? She has nothing to do. You and I, the little brains of America, allegedly, unless you want to get into my theory that the whole show is fixed.
Right.
Allegedly, the little brains, you and I, we decide by voting.
And the bottom line is, I would assume that even when they're taping the show during breaks, when they're doing the recorded part of it, they have contact with the contestants. And unless you're going to just forbid them to have any contact with the contestants.
Simon and Randy give pointers as well. Now, maybe not as...
Yeah, not in bed, that we know of.
Her lovely pointer.
But that's the whole point of the show during the early stages. Here's our critique. Here's what what they're doing, it's just kind of a carryover from the... and he didn't make it very far.
And it's a judgment call anyway, because in the FCC rules, it talks about contests of skill. And, you know, you really can't say if that's a contest of skill or not.
I was just thinking about Paula Abdul having sex with that guy. And
pointers?
And it reminded me of something Joe said to me about Vaseline. Mm-hmm. That... how my mind works.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Paula Abdul sex, Vaseline, Joe said...
Right.
He thinks that guys are going to try to cheat in the Great Balls of Fire Cinco de Mayo contest by rubbing their intimate areas with Vaseline. Rubbing their daisies with Vaseline, will numb them.
If he's so upset about that, he can probably do the check.
A lot of our listeners were probably in the process of that when they found out about the contest.
A lot of our listeners are doing it now.
I already informed them that Rob would be the one rubbing the gas.
Oh, it's too late to change.
I already informed them.
Joe.
It's Rooster in the hen house. There's a rooster in the hen house.
All right, Joe. Nobody's going to put Vaseline on their daisies.
No, I know. That's just, you know, we had the helpers calling in earlier.
Okay.
Oh, God.
All right, Joe.
All righty.
Bye-bye. You should know better to listen to those people. Goodbye. And goodbye.
You learned that from Beth Ann.
He's gone.
See you later. Bye-bye. Like that commercial.
Wow.
What are you doing? What are you doing? Daddy, I learned from you.
Oh, no.
Remember that? Kid smoking a joint, and the dad goes, where could you do? I learned it from you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
How you doing?
Hi, we're okay, thank you.
Oh, sorry about that. Maybe Paula was hoping that he wasn't really retarded, that he, maybe he had some perks on him.
Ah,
what?
Percocet?
Can you translate this? What was this?
Some perks. He thinks Paula was hoping the guy would have some Percocet or Percodan or...
This guy? The yo-yo guy?
She can score those anywhere.
Sure.
Hold on a second. So she came up to me, you know, saying she had some Percodans.
Yo-yo-yo.
That's what it felt like. It was like spying. They said, yeah, it was in the middle of the night. You know what I'm saying? It was like 12 in the morning.
He says a car and a driver
picked
him up at the hotel for the first of many clandestine drives into the hills high above Los Angeles.
She was saying, like, taxi cabs for me, or she would come and pick me up herself, or my friends would come to get me and drive me off, or sometimes I'd drive myself.
And how many times did you come up here?
I can't even count. It was multiple times.
It's multiple times.
That's right there.
Can't she get laid with anybody better than that? She's still Paula. That's the one thing that makes me think, although there's a part of me that thinks maybe they did have sex and it's not a big deal.
Right. When they had sex, it was like obviously the boy toy thing. I mean, she just...
Yeah, but look at him, though.
She has needs.
Listen to him.
She has needs.
I know she has needs.
Do you think that's a lateral move from Emilio Estevez?
I don't think it's a lateral move.
Homo.
I think Emilio's dreamy.
He's short, though.
I think it's a lateral move from Mark and Brian, whichever one of those guys she went out with. Didn't you know Paula Abdul went out with
really?
Either Mark or Brian, the DJ?
She didn't like him. You know what I'm saying? She's
You got to get more of that. He really wants to be Eminem. Yeah. That's the whole thing with this kid.
She needed a way to get in contact with me, so she gave me one of her old phones from Sprint.
An employee at this Sprint store in West Los Angeles tells us that Paula Abdul and Corey come into the store together to activate a phone.
Wow.
How did she explain that when she gave it to
you? She was like, this is so you can talk to me and nobody will know what's up, you know? And don't give nobody this number because this is me and your phone.
See, now that's
but meanwhile,
part.
Have your friends drive you to my house.
That's right. The part that I thought I brought up earlier, that they show the picture of the Sprint store, mm-hmm. and the guy says, the Sprint employee says that they got the phone. Well, if that's the case, how about showing us the guy's face?
Yeah, exactly.
The guy at the Sprint store, I mean.
Sure. And another good secret
move. God, I hate defending Paula Abdul.
Another good secret move that Paula did is after they were trying to keep the affair a secret, they showed up at a club together with other contestants.
Yeah. Hello.
Right.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Jerry Aldini. I'd like to tell you that everything you've been hearing about Camp American Idol is true. We are having a little singing in the round tonight, and after that, all the guys will be having it with Christina Aguilera. And then dinner will be served by
Elton
John. What
is this guy doing? What the hell are you doing?
He's like doing... He's
got a bit of his own here.
He's doing something here. He's like working out some material he just hung up, though. Thank you.
Isn't Jerry Aldini, isn't that a character Bill Murray did?
I mean, if it's not appropriate, but hold maybe on. I can give you my name and number.
Hold on. Who is this? Hello?
Hello?
Were you talking to us or somebody else?
Talking to you.
This is the Don and Mike show. What are you doing?
You're on the air.
Oh, cool. Well, my name is Fonda Peters, and you guys don't claim to recognize me, but I've seen a couple of you since the Harry Bush contest.
Hold on. I get jokes. Right. Fonda Peters?
Yeah. Okay.
Fonda Peters. I came in, and you guys didn't even get the joke. I showed you my you-know-what. I was the boziest girl, but I have to say, probably the hottest.
You were the what girl?
Well, you guys call me Bozo. Was
this when we had the contest about women's hair?
Yes.
Okay.
And what about, what's going on?
It was all upset because I was going to, you know.
Who was all, ma'am, you're going so fast and you're speaking when we're speaking. We're having trouble understanding you. What are you talking about?
First of all, I have a motorcycle license. And I ride a lowrider, 04, and I was at Patriot a couple weeks ago.
I'm excited.
And I saw, what is it, Rob?
Rob did an appearance
Rob there.
You're
doing an appearance, yes.
He actually talked about me on the air about a couple weeks ago.
We talked about this woman?
Were you in the contest?
My conversation with
you. She's not a listener, Rob. Not a really good listener. Rob asked you if you were in the contest.
I won the you didn't have as many girls show up, I don't think, as you had liked.
What is she talking about?
It was the laser hair removal contest.
I have to tell you, though, guys, I was the winner in this contest.
Yeah, so?
What the hell is she? What are you talking about?
Hello.
I think I can clear it up a little bit.
God.
Remember, I talked about at the appearance that the winner of a contest.
Oh, right. We had a contest to find the hairiest woman who needed to have laser hair removal
down
and,
there.
Yeah. And you the
and
woman came up to you.
Very awkward moment.
The woman came up to you and said, "You might not remember me. I won the contest. I had the most hair down there." And didn't she recommend it to her daughter?
I think she gave it to her daughter as a gift.
For graduation. That's the hot thing, guys. These young girls are wanting to take care of themselves early.
Okay, so you are the woman that won the laser hair removal for down there. How may we serve you today?
Well, I just hope that I had some legitimacy in calling as Fonda Peters because I really wanted to offer some motorcycle lessons in person, maybe. Because I do ride, and I understand someone there is having some trouble.
I think I see what's going on here.
What?
But Buzz is having some difficulties.
Well,
Buzz, you might want to take this call.
Mike had expressed some interest in tutoring as well.
No, I don't want any tutoring. Ma'am, I am not interested in it. What? No.
Hang up on that letter.
So long.
Hang up on that. Fonda. She took Peter Fonda's name.
Hello.
Maybe I'm over
the
point.
Frightened. Hello.
Very nice.
Yeah, Don, you were talking earlier about you're calling the guy, the Corey guy, white trash.
Yes.
I don't know if you noticed or not, but his dad wasn't white.
I know, he's mixed, okay?
Oh,
so
okay.
He's mulatto trash.
Wait a second.
That's better. And also, do you really think the person working at the Sprint store is still working there 3 years later?
That's a pretty good point.
Here's the thing. Maybe they're not. But if it's ABC Goddamn News, which is how they're presenting themselves now,
right.
Hi, I'm Charles Gibson on ABC Goddamn News. If it's ABC Goddamn News, they had to have the guy's name at some point. You could track him down to whatever other major job he's got at Toys R Us or wherever he's working now.
Interesting. That is very interesting.
I agree with you. He seems kind of shady, but at the same time, he's got a lot of proof saying that Paula was involved. So I got to get
proof. Hold on. Listen, I hate defending her, but what proof did he have? You just saw his idiot, moronic friends.
His word.
And his dumb parents.
And what about the phone records?
The phone records, here's the thing. Did you actually see an actual record that showed he was on the telephone with her? You're talking about...
The Sprint employee, incidentally, was the reporter.
I know what this guy's talking about. They're alleging that there was a 150-minute conversation between these two and a 111-minute conversation between these two. And what
I don't think he could sustain that.
If I'm defending Paula Abdul... That's a great point, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm defending her, I would say... All you saw was a bill on TV that had numbers.